On this episode, we review our recent trip, which included riding the Mardi Gras float at Universal Orlando, a stay at Holiday Inn at the entrance to Universal, and two nights over at Disney at Saratoga Springs Resort. Today is April 18th, 2023. This is episode 557 of the Main Street Magic Podcast.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and as always, I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, as well as follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Main Street Magic community and ask to join. Then if you hit that subscribe button, you're going to get brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Now, we know that planning a trip to Disneyland or Walt Disney World can be overwhelming and at times downright frustrating. But Mouse Dining will remove that frustration of booking Disney dining reservations, alerting you when they spot availability for your desired restaurant, date, meal, and time. Head on over to msmfriends.com to use this free service.
So today we are actually talking about our weekend, but we're going to do it in two parts. So today we are going to talk all about Universal and the Mardi Gras float and the end of Mardi Gras, basically. And then where we stayed, which was actually the Holiday Inn on, let's see, walking distance, but not technically on property.
Correct.
And then our stay at Saratoga Springs.
Yeah. And then the next episode, which will be like a part two of this whole trip review, will be all about dining.
Mm.
And that is going to include more than we imagined.
Yeah.
Because all Super we cool. had planned was the Beer Garden, Garden Rocks dining package to see Blue October. But then we ended up at Trails End as some of the last folks to have the Trails End breakfast. And then this morning, it's Sunday right now, we did Boma breakfast for the first time.
Yes.
So we'll tell you all about that. Spoiler alert, it was awful. I hated it every minute of it.
Okay.
But kidding. So this is going to be an interesting one. This is literally like a lot of times we put together like notes and we kind of lay things out. We got home not long ago. We had to go grocery shopping because we're doing a Wonderland Crew Anyone Can Cook live stream here.
Chicken and waffles.
Yeah, chicken and waffles in literally a little over an hour. So,
because Kaylin's at work. We have to pick
Kaylin's
her up.
Yeah, Kaylin's working.
Woo, yeah, our lives are busy.
We're pressed for time today, so we thought it would be fun to do what we do in sometimes when we get home and just sit down and kind of talk about our weekend and almost relive it. Like, normally what we do on a Sunday is we get home from one of these trips and we go across the street to our friends, Russell and Claire's, and they're like, how was your weekend?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Yep.
So we're going to pretend that we're doing that
with them,
but now we are recording it. Mm-hmm. And they're not involved. So,
you want me to go? How was
your
weekend, you want me to ask Russ to
how
come
was your
sit?
Weekend, Rhonda? And I'll tell you right now. I'm in a mood. I'm in a spunky mood.
You're in a
so this is
going to
be
mood.
Fun. I am in a strange mood, because the weekend was awesome.
It was. Yeah. Overall, it was fantastic. It was a lot.
Yeah.
I felt like it was a little bit of a whirlwind. We went to Universal on Thursday morning because that evening for the parade we were riding the float and Jeremy signed us up for that, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit, but it was just like, it was funny because Jeremy, this morning we were waiting to kind of get ready to go to breakfast, and he was like, Universal seems like yesterday but also 7 days ago.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it was Thursday and this was Sunday, so it was, but we just had like just a lot. I feel
it was
like.
A lot.
It was. But
this
it was a good lot.
A good lot. And I think that's why I'm in a great mood. We'll probably dive into a little bit more when we do the dining review about some things that we were very, very thankful for this weekend. Our friends that are now have become family to us, and spending time with them was amazing. But let's start off with Universal. And let's talk about riding this Mardi Gras float, which is a really cool perk for annual pass holders.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a dining package that you can pay for if you're not a pass holder that will give you access to ride on the float. They do this this is a very long Mardi Gras, first of all. And it's
Was
done
it?
Today. Yeah, this started, February. Okay. So, you know, this is kind of like one of the Universal festivals.
Right.
And you can have that option to do a dining package and ride the float, or as an annual pass holder, you can sign up for one.
Right.
I got a little late notice in my email. I just wasn't paying attention. And so when the day came that all of a sudden I was like, oh, we can do this? That's cool. There was not a lot left.
Okay.
But what worked out perfect is we already knew we were going to Disney the 14th through the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, there's April 13th available. Now, I wanted the girls to come, but because it was a Thursday and they weren't coming to us or coming with us to Disney, wasn't able to do that and bring them. 100% we'll do it next year.
Yeah. You'll be on top of it more.
Oh, I will be on top of it more. Super but cool. Yeah, so talk about the whole process of doing this. I mean, and if you want to touch base, I mean, the day was good. We didn't really do a lot that day. Or do you want me to get into what I'm going to get into right now? Because this is, well, talk about the day, because I got to compose myself a little bit, because it's going to be hard for me.
Okay, I don't even know what you're talking about, but okay.
I was very sentimental.
This past weekend?
Yes.
I mean, on Thursday?
Yes. Specifically because of where we stayed that we're going to talk about at the Holiday Inn.
Oh, uh-huh.
Because we rode the Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh.
I mean, do you want to tell this story from 19 years ago? In February of 2004.
Why are you getting sentimental about that? Oh my goodness, you
because
are in a weird
I am. Way. I am. I really am. No, sorry. Well, why don't you tell the story from February of 2004? We met in December of 2002.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yep.
I believe we did we see each other one more time, or this was the first time
no,
we saw each other
No, this was the first
other
time back okay. because Brittany, our friend and mutual friend, but my childhood best friend, thought that we hit it off so well that she was actually going to go with her boyfriend at the time to Islands of Adventure Universal area. And she was like, you know, Jeremy's, we're going to get him to come back down. Do you want to go? And I was like, sure. She's like, y'all hit it off so well. I was like, yeah, let's do this. So we did. And it was funny because it was February.
Yeah.
And I had long sleep. It was a unfortunately very warm day. So I think I had like jeans on or something. Mm-hmm. And Brittany and I both had to buy like cute little Islands of Adventure tanks because it was so hot. So yeah, it was just fun time. We went down there and Brittany and her boyfriend ended up tired and needing a nap. So there was a place that they went and like literally fell asleep. So then it was
like
just me
concrete.
And Jeremy. Yeah. And we went and rode the Amazing Spider-Man, which was super fun. And then after that, and they ended up going back to the hotel. I think we didn't. And
we went to so we went to the TGI Fridays that
around.
Is connected to Holiday Inn. And they were back in the room asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So
or going to sleep or something.
So like long story short.
And everything
short,
was closing.
Yeah, everything was closing. And yeah, Rhonda and I were young and honestly falling in love. We sat at the TGI Fridays and talked, and I spent the whole time talking about my ex-girlfriend, but Rhonda still liked me anyway, which was funny. But we ended up last minute at probably like 11 at night or something, because we were like, we're still just up and we're hanging out.
Right,
and
we didn't
want
to go to sleep.
Yeah.
So, and then we knew we had to, so we're like, what if we just get another room?
Yeah, just get our own room instead of sharing the one with them. So I remember we're at the check-in desk, and we're getting the room, and I said, why don't you, I know she's probably asleep, why don't you text Brittany and tell her we're getting a room? And you said, she's my best friend, she will know. So we get a room, get up the next morning, and we go back to their room and walk in the door, because we still had key cards.
Yeah.
And they're both sitting on the edge of the bed, like parents, like, where have you been?
Yeah. And it was super funny because like they literally were almost like mad and happy at the same time that we weren't dead.
They called the police station. Like, they called local hospitals. And they called the jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
To see if we
they
were
did.
At any of those spots, because they had no clue where we were.
Uh-huh.
So this
but
is,
Brittany did say she had the thought and was like, I think they got another room.
Yeah.
But I guess because of everything else, it just overclouded that, like, part where right. she was like, no, I know they got another yeah. room. We're good.
But what if they didn't? And the big thing, too, was you had moved your truck.
Yeah, something about my truck being parked.
Yeah.
But I kept it between the lines in front of me.
Yep.
And I backed in. And when I backed in, it was...
The
it
lines
looked
were off.
Ridiculous. And maybe like...
So then they're like, did they drown in that pond?
Oh, my gosh.
Did an alligator get... Like, what is going
it
on?
It was
so,
funny, not funny.
But all to say this, so we stayed at that same Holiday Inn for the first time in 19 years. And we got back, and we're going to talk about the Mardi Gras float, I promise. We got back that evening, and we had eaten kind of like an early lunch, and it wasn't even lunch. We had appetizers and stuff at Cowfish, and we were hungry, and there really wasn't any options other than to go back to that same TGI Fridays.
And well, so, you actually wanted to go sit at the same yeah. bar and have a drink and hang out, but I was tired.
You were tired.
I was like, I'm done.
So I went. For yeah. takeout.
Yeah.
And I literally sat in the same spot. I remember it, the exact same spot of that night, 19 years ago. That really is what started all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was very sentimental. Like, I was just sitting there and I was like, I remember it like it was yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
I remember sitting there with you. I remember us talking. I remember that evening so vividly. And it was just, it was so cool. To be back. It was so cool. We rode Amazing Adventures yep. of Spider-Man that same day. And like,
that was
we
the
did
only other
ago.
Thing we rode, right?
In Gringotts we did.
Gringotts, that's right. I love Gringotts.
But it
I was trying
just...
to think, because there wasn't many rides. It was yeah. busy. We were on the end of spring break.
Yep.
And our major thing was obviously to do the float.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to rain, like 90%, 80 to 90% chance of rain. It ended up raining, but it worked really well. Oh, and we saw Poseidon's Fury because that's
yeah,
closing.
Yeah, that's closing. So you saw it for the
first time.
It was only my second time.
Yep. It was cool.
It was really cool, right?
It was.
I'm
really
sad that's
enjoyed
going away.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we just did a few things and it was super nice because when we did the few things, you know, we really didn't get sopping wet.
Mm-hmm.
We
ate pizza at Louis.
Super funny. Kaylin's little ex-boyfriend did a band thing. And yes, if everybody's like, what? They broke up. Yes, they did, unfortunately. But what's great is they are still friends.
Yes.
Everybody's still friends.
But we're a little salty because we love him.
Yes. We're sad. We're sad because he is a great kid. But anyways, that's beside the point. He was actually on a band trip and was going to be there. And... we actually met up with him, and when we did, we were at this pizzeria place eating.
Yeah.
Or he was. And we were trying to figure out because we did get the bocadilla.
Yep, we got the bocadilla again, Mardi Gras.
We got the tomato po' boy thing.
Yeah, the fried green
Thank
tomato
you.
Po'
I'm
boy.
Like, I don't remember exactly.
It was super duper good.
It was.
And if you remember.
And I got pickles on the side,
yeah.
and I loved it.
Thank
I
you for that.
Like the whole possibly
that
thing.
That bread was so
was
legit yep. to New Orleans.
Yep.
And if you go back to the bracket challenge thing I did with John Self,
yep.
Our friend and food blogger, he said this is one of the top rated dishes, and he was spot
It was very
on.
Good. Yes.
Yeah.
And then it was funny because we had a few things here and there. Mm-hmm. Like we were like, all right,
we did
let's
the twisted
get the...
tater with yeah, the garlic parmesan.
But we were like, let's get the bocadilla again because that was just super good. And yeah. we're like, all right, what is still good? But then later we were getting hungry and we weren't going anywhere until after the parade.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually went back to that pizza place that we saw Max and we ordered us each a piece of pizza.
Yeah.
It was great. I mean, again, this is supposedly, this was super funny. This is a supposedly
yeah, is
New York style. And it, to me, looks amazing. Well, Max was with three other friends and one of the boys was like, yeah, I'm from New York. And he's like, this is not New York style pizza. And we were like, oh, but he's like, it's good. He's like, it's not bad. And I was like, okay. So later when we did, like I said, come back, it was neat because Jeremy, we sit down at a table because we're going to mobile order.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice. You can order just a slice, but this slice is like two.
It's two
pizzas.
Slice worth.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're literally cutting. They're
Big.
Basically cutting an entire pizza
yeah.
in four pieces.
Yeah.
And you're getting
super
two,
good.
About $12 a slice.
Okay.
But again, that's a quarter of a pizza.
Yeah. So
I loved it. It's some of my favorite in-park pizza that I've had.
It was really good. So I got this Supreme.
Yeah.
Because I wanted the meat. Yours had meat and veggies on it. Yes.
And I got pepperoni.
And you got pepperoni. And I loved mine. And then you got the breadsticks. I didn't like.
They weren't great.
So if you do go here, this is right across from the Starbucks.
Yep.
This is near Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
So across from the Irish place, the Irish.
Yeah, Finnegan's?
No.
Oh, the store? Yep,
thank you. So we went in there and it was really good. We ate, again, I would say get the pizza. Don't worry about the breadsticks. Don't waste your money on that. But yeah, it was really good. So like we said, we rode those few rides because it, again, was busy and we were just kind of walking around and stuff. And I think that's when we did Gringotts after 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we used Express Pass for that.
We did.
But we did Standby for Spider-Man.
Because it was only a short period. Yeah. And it was before 4.
I know this wasn't going to be the dining episode, but we also did Cowfish earlier in the day for appetizers and drinks.
Oh, it was hot.
Yeah. And we had to get out of the heat.
He wanted
into
to,
AC.
Yeah, that's right. You did want to get out, and you were like, why don't we go and have a nice drink somewhere at a bar? So we were trying to stay in the parks, but they don't really have anything. So he actually messaged John and he was telling us. So we could have walked further, but at this point, I was like, I'm tired of walking. So we just went upstairs to Cowfish at the bar, and that was super cool. I mean, because we didn't eat a ton, we had.
Right. We had the ahi
two drinks,
tuna.
Yep. And then we had the ahi tuna teeny.
Avocado teeny. And then we had the Brussels
martini,
sprouts.
Yes, it's in this martini glass. And oh my gosh, the tuna was fantastic.
This was great. I'll say that's one of my favorite tuna dishes
that I've had.
It was so super refreshing. Yeah, it's served in a large martini glass. The texture of the bottom, because there's seaweed on the bottom. Like
it
a seaweed
different.
Salad. Yeah. It's a little bit weird because it's stringy and it gets like stuck in your teeth, but it's delicious if you put everything together.
And the soy sauce, I like that. I thought that kicked it up a notch a little bit.
Such a good addition.
So then I was like a little wanting something else, and I was like, well, let's try to stay healthier at this point in the day.
Right, right.
And we ordered those, and I loved them. I thought they were fantastic.
Sprouts?
I loved Brussels, so.
How did you like the presentation?
Oh, I hated it.
Of
it was
the
awful.
Bonita flakes, which is basically like a fish skin that when it gets heated up, it moves as though it is alive. So
yeah,
they serve
freaky.
You a dish that looks like a live fish skin is on your plate.
It was weird. I didn't like it. I moved. I didn't really eat them.
I didn't
get a lot
of
Brussels.
Flavor from them. Yeah, the Brussels
you
sprouts.
You took one bite and you were like,
one of them was a little fishy.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Mm-mm. But these were outstanding. We love Cowfish.
Yeah.
I had a buffalo and bacon.
Yeah, you did.
Which was like basically an old fashioned with the cherry wrapped in a sugared smoked bacon. That was delicious.
Good.
How was your espresso martini?
Well, I tried to order one, and she came out and was like, I'm so sorry. It is, because I was tired,
you
too.
You need to pick me up.
And I needed something. So it really kind of was a bummer, because she came out and said, I'm sorry, it's not working, their espresso machine. I was like, okay, I'll just take a lemon drop martini. And it was great, don't get me wrong. But again, I was just tired, and I knew we weren't doing anything until this float tonight. Yeah. So, like I said, moving on from that, like, again, I feel like we are all over the place, but we did talk about the pizza. So now let's get to the float.
Yeah. We already warned everybody that this episode is going to be off the rails and ridiculous. I'm going to put notes together. But again, I'm going to get super sentimental on that one as well. I can already tell you as I share stories of Blue October and our friends. But you guys can wait for that. Let's talk about the float experience.
Yeah. So it was super neat because at this point in our day, it was getting very close to going to check in. So we did. We had to check in at 6.
Yeah, so the parade that evening, because with the way that the sun sets, they're changing throughout the Mardi Gras experience when the parade starts. I think it goes somewhere from like just say 6 6:30 to 7 to 7:30, right, depending. So this is at 7:30 because we are getting later or earlier later in the year, I guess, when the sun sets.
Yeah, however that works.
But so you have to check in 60 to 90 minutes ahead of time.
Okay.
So we were like, all right, let's be there at 6:30 at the very latest, okay, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So yeah, go to check in, and at check in, they're going to assign you your, they're going to give you a wristband, a color-coded wristband that's going to assign you your float.
Yep.
And they told us, they said, you're on the King and Queen float.
Yep.
And I thought, well, that seems appropriate.
Yeah, because of our anniversary coming up. Yeah.
And this is at the animal show.
Yes.
Over there.
Yep.
And so over at Studio Side. So then what? So we go in. What was the process then?
So we go in and, yeah, we check in and we get all this stuff. And then we go over to like a costume, I'm using air quote costume, yeah, like not room, but layout where there's like, you know, all these costumes and it's different ones, and they see, okay, you're king and queen. So they hand us these pink, like really pretty, I guess you call them robes. It goes over, yeah, your head and it ties on the side. Mm-hmm. I'm not 100% sure what that's actually called, but then you have like this really pretty sequiny type, like almost
it was like
bib.
It was a snap on. Yeah, bib would be a good.
Bib would be a good explanation, yep, of it. But it came and it was a big bib, like really pretty. And yeah, it actually velcroed on top.
Very bedazzled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was. And then you have the bleachers, as at the animal show does, and then you find your like section where it says king and queen, and then you go and sit there. So we sat there for a good 30-45 minutes.
But they were doing like trivia.
And then they had
a little craft with the beads, where you could make a star. I did not
make
a star. Mine more looked like at the end it was like a centipede dog of some sort.
I did not do very good.
I got impatient. I couldn't follow the directions.
I tried to take a nap.
You tried to take a nap.
Yeah. And then around, you know, getting closer to time, they say, all right, here we go. We're headed this way. So it was super neat because they call our float and we start walking, and they put us, so with the king and queen, there was actual like air quote unquote king and queen, mm-hmm, and they are getting married tomorrow. So congratulations, guys.
Yeah.
They got married, which was Friday morning,
mm-hmm,
and they were going to be the king and queen, and they sit up and they have these special robes
and
on
crowns.
And crowns.
They had crowns, yep, and everything. And they, yep, sat on that big, like, yep, throne.
Yeah. Super cool.
Awesome.
Super cool. And then I guess we're the king and queen, like, servants.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was the jester.
Okay. But we were, so we go, and it was really neat because we start to go, and kind of like Disney, they were like, okay, we're basically going off stage.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot take any pictures. You cannot have your phone out. So we literally don't, and we start headed that way to, yeah, the backstage, and all the floats are back there, and they put us on, and they, you know, tell us a few things, and then you have beads hanging that are already out of the plastic bag, but then there is a giant plastic bag at your feet that once you run out of those, then you open those up in time. So the lady, Debbie, was it?
Debbie, yes. Debbie was awesome.
She was. You almost got in trouble, though, I could tell. She was looking. You pulled your phone out for something, and she...
I was pointing it at the ground.
I don't care.
Checking.
You almost got in trouble.
She did get a little angry at me, I think.
I think so.
That was my bad. I'm sorry, Debbie.
So anyways, but she explains everything, and she's like, we want you to use every bead. She did say that.
Boy, did we.
So literally, it was neat talking to the other people that have to walk next to it,
yep,
like to hope that nobody throws it back at us, which actually I had a couple thrown back at me.
You did?
Yeah, it didn't hurt. It didn't. Oh, but yeah, I remember seeing beads and I was like, oh, goodness. But down around the float is when they're supposed to, yep, try to keep people back and blah, 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 blah. So, so we start heading out, and it was really cool because when you get out from backstage and you're on stage, and I had this mask, so everything too, because Mardi Gras was ending, it was actually 50% off everything. Yeah. So I had these two masks and I put one on that matched the outfit kind of, because then I'm like, eh, I can kind of hide a little bit. This is fun. So I got that and I wore that the whole time. And it was funny because when you come off stage and you're on stage, I mean, I felt like, and I don't know what your thoughts were, I felt like there were hordes of people.
It was insane.
There were so many people and wanting beads and like, hey, and like it was insane, yeah. But amazingly insane.
I will say this. Currently for me, and you're going to roll your eyes, and listeners that know me well are going to roll their eyes because I'm a very, this was the best thing ever guy, mm-hmm. because it's very fresh in my mind. This is one of my top five theme park experiences ever. I had no idea I was going to have this much freaking fun, like throwing beads at people.
Yeah. I mean, and you literally have people like, oh, can I? And then like little kids. And,
yeah.
I mean, I know I was you trying
to
were
spot.
Trying,
yeah. So I was trying to spot people and I would look down and I would try and make eye contact with whether it was a kid or an adult or whatever. And I'd like to find some of the people that were a little bit further back.
You were not allowed to throw overhand.
No, you were not. You have to throw underhand, a kind of shovel pass.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would find people and I would make eye contact with them and I would throw it. And when they caught it and we would give each other like a thumbs up or we'd point to each other like, I got you. It was just, I don't know. It was so cool. Like this literally is one of my favorite experiences like that I've ever done. I can't wait for next year. We're gonna get the girls involved this time. I want them to do it. I think they would have a blast. But I have never seen so many people so excited to get plastic cheap beads. Like it blew my mind. I'm like, these people are freaking out. Like they you would have thought you were throwing them $100 bills.
No,
that'd
have been crazy.
I would have kept them. So we throw out the beads that are in front of us. They're, I believe, packs of probably 25. And we probably had at least five each. Then we had another pack.
There was a lot. We had a lot.
We had another pack on the ground in plastic we had to break open. And then halfway through the parade, we're like, Debbie, we're out. And I think Debbie was kind of like, all right, I said throw out all the beads, but I didn't mean.
I know. I think she got
in
mad
that
at
amount
us.
Of time, like that short amount of time that you guys threw these out. And Rhonda was funny because Rhonda was just like, I think double fisting.
I was
just willy nilly.
I wasn't.
You could,
I think
you were hitting people in the face. You were.
I was not. I did hit somebody on accident.
I hit
they
a few people
looking.
In the face because they weren't looking. It was not.
It wasn't
not
the
our
face.
Fault.
Like
no, it was
the head
fault.
Or whatever. Like yeah. I'm like almost like trying to ringer people.
Yeah. No. Next year I'm going to try do and make a ring toss game out of it.
Okay.
See if I can throw them around people's necks. That would be cool. But.
But yeah, it was funny because we did run out of beads, and she, not gonna lie, did seem a little.
frustrated
irritated that we did that quick, and I was trying to throw like I was actually kind of trying to get like a couple of colors, but then it just I felt like it sped up so much that then I'd grab like one or two, and then when she did give us more beads, and like I said, she didn't seem too happy, I actually was like, okay, maybe I should just throw one.
Well, I told her, I was like, slow down, babe, like, you still got more float left and you're running out. Because we would just ring them on our arms.
Yep.
Like we had an entire arm length of beads.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, oh, that was so fun.
It was. It was super fun. And we did. We got rid of all of our beads. I kept a few. I put around my neck, actually, to take home to the girls if they even want them. I don't even know if they're going to want to. But
I don't even know where they are.
Then it was super funny because, like, you know, Debbie told us to do this. Well, I'm getting off the float, and this woman is getting off.
Because I told Ron, I was like,
with a
Rhonda's
bag.
Like, yeah, Rhonda's like, I'm going to keep all these beads. And I was like, no, babe, you're supposed to, like, throw them out to the people. Like, you shouldn't keep any. And then
this woman comes out with the bag, and I swear to God, probably
an unopened bag. I think it was unopened.
No, it wasn't. It was open.
Oh, okay.
But half of it was full.
Yeah.
Like it was a giant, well, not giant. It was a good big bag and full of beads. And this one was probably half.
Yeah. I'm like, what are you going to do with this?
I don't know. But she did. She took them. And I was like, and I looked at him and I was like, and I wanted to keep some.
I
didn't. And I kept some reasonably.
Yes. We got a few. How, moving on, how do you feel about the Holiday Inn at the entrance to Universal?
So then, so then after that, we got off and we were done. We were been in there all day. Yeah. So we were like, we want to go. We just want to go.
Yeah.
So we went straight to leave and walked back because we thought about Ubering, because where the Holiday Inn is located, it is, you have, so you have the entrance of Universal that'll say Universal and everything. It is on the opposite side. There is a nice structure that they have built since then because it's right across from the DoubleTree. So a lot of people will stay at the DoubleTree or the Holiday Inn. Yep. We have stayed at both now.
Yeah.
With that being said, they have built this nice, awesome structure that you walk up and you can ECB it too. It's great. And you go around and around and then cross the main road up top over them. And then you come back down. And then for us, because we were at the Holiday Inn, you had to take one more time and go on the ground, unfortunately, across to the Holiday Inn when the light tells you to. So unfortunately, at the time we were coming home, there was a pretty bad accident. We did ask, everybody was okay.
Yeah, we saw the paramedics and stuff as we walked by and all.
So many things.
They said everybody was all right, but it was...
Right.
Yeah.
So with all that being said, it was a really good walk. Jeremy walks really fast. I would tell you...
It took 15 minutes
for... I just heard
it,
20 to 30.
Yes.
For normal people.
Yes, for normal people.
Well, because there's a lot of times, even when they're friends this weekend...
Are you saying I'm not normal?
No, you're not normal.
Okay. That's fair. It's very fair.
We'd be walking with our friends, and I mean, even he does notice it. And he'll
you
be
guys,
like,
you guys saw just my backside.
Well, you'll be
weekend,
like,
didn't you?
Just tell me to slow down.
Yeah, I said that from the beginning. I was like, look, guys.
Yeah.
I can't help this. I'm much like my father in that sense.
Right.
I'm tall. I got long legs. I move very swiftly.
Yeah. So, anyways, it is a fine walk. Like, we were fine because we walk a lot. We don't mind. But yes, it is something to look into of taking a shuttle of, because I'm pretty sure they have them.
Yep.
Because it's right there.
Yep.
They just don't have Universal buses.
Correct.
That are like at all the Universal resorts.
Correct.
But yeah, or maybe Uber.
Yep.
Depending.
Be a quick. Quick
it
Uber ride.
So would, and probably really cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with all that being said, we walked and it was fine.
Yeah. Now we didn't really enjoy the amenities. Of course, the TGI Fridays
Correct.
Is there.
Right.
They do have a pool. Mm-hmm. They've got some little like first come, first serve style cabanas and all. How did you feel about the room, the room layout?
The room was huge.
A double bedroom. It was really big.
It was.
Too big for its own good.
It was, because I think they were double beds.
Yeah.
And they could have easily been...
Full bed, right, is the other terminology?
Correct.
Yeah.
They could have easily been queen, let alone a king, because that's how big the room was. Mm-hmm. So I would suggest, if you're going there and you have more than four people, bring an air mattress.
Yeah.
I don't know if they... "Quote unquote,"
you gotta
allow.
Watch, yeah, you got to watch fire code for that.
Well,
stuff,
I just started
but
to
there
say
there is 100% room.
Sometimes
to
they'll
put
do,
six people in there,
but sometimes they'll do what do you call it?
The rollaways.
The rollaways. Yep. Thank you.
Yeah.
So we didn't look into that.
Right.
But it was a fine room. It is dated.
Mm-hmm.
It would be great if they like refurbed some stuff, put in queen beds, put in because there was carpet on the ground.
Yeah.
Put in some laminate, and then
the bathroom.
I think
is
the
tight.
Bathroom.
The bathroom is very tight for a room that size.
Right, it is very
and,
tight.
And
one
I
sink, one toilet, and one shower.
All in,
like within,
all in one little small space. Yes. And I only bring up that point because it was only the two of us, so it's perfectly fine.
Oh,
we're okay with that,
100%.
But if you were sharing this room, with kids or another couple, it would be a little bit tight in the bathroom.
But even for you and I sharing, like at one point, we're not that couple that if I'm doing stuff at the sink, he's going to go to the bathroom. no, we are that couple that you got to go to the bathroom. All right, I'm out. Like,
I mean, to be fair,
we're not,
because I'm in a spunky mood. You did go to the bathroom while I was putting my contacts in.
I did.
Yes, you did.
Huh.
It was number one, so that would made it much better. So I don't think you'd have gone number two there.
Well, you were just taking too long putting your contacts in.
I probably was, yeah.
But this is where I learned from Lucy. I have this awesome mirror. It's Amazon, mm-hmm. and we can actually put the link underneath. It was cheap. I got one for my daughter. I love it because I will come out. So, for example, Jeremy needed to use the restroom, and I'm like, why am I standing at the sink anyways? I don't need to. So I got all my makeup stuff, sat on the bed, and I have this awesome mirror that then... That is empty. So that is...
It lights up around the edge. Like uh-huh. It has LED lighting around the edge of the mm-hmm. mirror. It's very portable. It's about the size of an iPad.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And again, I will try and remember to put the link to it on Amazon in the show notes or post it out when we do this episode. But it's been a real game changer. And all of this sounds like a little bit negative, but we loved the room. We love the location.
Well, I'm just
were all in with parking about $177 for the night.
Right. And like, it's not negative. It's,
you can't beat that.
Right. It's literally just, I'm telling people what to expect.
We'll stay here again.
Yeah.
100% we'll stay here again.
Yeah.
And we would stay here with the girls. I just wish, like you're saying, they would refurb a little bit and make better space or make better use of the space, I should say.
100%.
Because there was enough room in one corner. And I'm thinking of Town Place Suites over at Flamingo Crossing
mm-hmm.
that has that couch bed, that pull-out couch
bed. Oh, yeah. Yep.
And two queens. You could fit that in here and you could sleep six.
100%.
And sleeping six at a price like that is not easy to find.
Yep.
So the fact that you can be at the entrance to Universal, you are technically within walking distance, and you can pay under $200 a night is outstanding.
Absolutely.
Plus, you get a TGI Fridays, and you get their loaded little potato wedge fried nacho thingies, whatever
weird,
we got back
but
to
it was
the
good.
Room. They were so good.
Yeah.
It was late night. We were hungry. That was awesome.
We did not stick to our... We tried to eat a little healthy, but that really went out the window this weekend.
Yeah,
we
have food babies. We'll talk about that in the dining episode. We literally did the most sit-down restaurants by doing one a day, which mm-hmm. is a lot for us. We don't typically do one sit-down restaurant a day, and we did it for 3 days in a row at Disney. Mm-hmm. So let's move over and talk about Saratoga Springs.
Mm-hmm.
We were in a two-bedroom villa with DVC points, very much thanks to Chuck and Amy. Talk about Saratoga Springs. We've stayed there twice before. Mm-hmm. We've done a one bedroom villa.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a studio.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to throw it out there. This is highly, highly underrated. This place is gorgeous.
It is.
I
and it's super
so.
Neat
beautiful.
Because Amy did say that it is completely refurbed mm-hmm. now. Cause there were some refurbs and going on and then the whole actual place is refurbed now, which is great. It's really cool. If you get lucky enough to stay in the paddock, which we did.
Recommend.
Yes.
I put the juju. That's what she requested. And then we were coming out. Well, first of all, it was great because we showed up and there's a 100th anniversary wrapped camper,
uh-huh.
which is taking the characters around.
Mm-hmm.
And we walk in as soon as we get there. And there was Donald Goofy, and Pluto
mm-hmm.
all in their 100th gear. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good start to it. And we got the 100th mug.
We did.
Had to get it.
So the paddock actually, and that's where we were like, after we checked in, we didn't have a room number, but we were like going to park over there just to like, all right, we're manifesting it. We're staying in the paddock.
I did the penny. In the fountain.
Mm-hmm. You told everybody your wish.
No, but the first one I said my wish and I threw it and it hit the concrete and it banked off and went into the grass. So then I threw the second penny, but I didn't tell you what I was wishing for.
We all knew what it was.
You had no
idea. We actually got to stay there. And the reason we keep talking about that and what the point is it is actually very close walking distance from there to Disney Springs.
Yeah.
You can take boats to Disney Springs from your other places where you're staying. And Saratoga is a very wide range.
Huge.
Resort.
Yeah.
Super cool. The pools are super cool, both of them. We've actually done both because I remember walking past it with Amy the other night. And I knew it wasn't, I didn't know it was the main pool until I got to the main pool and I was like, oh yeah. And then it was like, okay, we've done both of these, which is super cool. But yeah, so it was super neat. The room is quite amazing. You walk in and you've got a little like foyer area. Mm-hmm. You literally have an entire kitchen with a stove, an oven, a microwave, a dishwasher, like a full kitchen where if you order grocery, vacation grocery delivery, you can cook a bunch of your meals if you want, you know, instead of spending some money at other places or maybe take some of that. And
like all the money that we spent at dining.
Yeah. But we didn't cook. I mean, you know, another time would be neat to go and actually have it delivered and then let you cook everything.
I would like to do that.
That'd be cool.
I would like to do that sometime. And this room was great because this is a standard, legit two bedroom. It is not a lock off. So if you're unfamiliar, the lock off rooms are ones that they can convert. So they can take a one bedroom and then it has the secondary studio. I apologize for that dinging in the background. That has a secondary studio that you can either lock or unlock.
Right.
So they can make them separate units. This is a two bedroom. That's the way it's made.
So like I said, you walk in and you've got a little foyer area, like small little, that you can put a few things. And then off to your right, you have the one bedroom with two queen beds and a full nice bath with two sinks. And then, you know, off to your left, you actually have your full kitchen and then your living area, which is super cool because when they refurbed them, they actually did in the wall Murphy beds. So you pulled, you have that couch, but you don't have to take off cushions. You don't have to move things. You just have to move the ottoman, which is super cool. And you pull this whole thing down. And the better part of this is there's no bar in your back.
And yeah, as opposed to the pull-out couches and the old like DVC
super
style.
Great. And you then at the end of our pull-out Murphy bed, there's looks like a giant like furniture piece that you pull that down and it's a nice little single bed that has Goofy on a horse and super cute. And behind our Murphy bed is super cute.
Yeah.
Minnie and Mickey and Barry. I love all the art in there.
Yeah. And it's super comfy. I'll be honest, you know, if again, if you've listened to us for, you know, several years, I was not a very big fan of Murphy beds when they did the refurbs originally over at, you know, All Star and Pop Century and all of that. I love these Murphy beds.
Like Pop you like now and everything else?
Well, my only still issue with Pop is that I am going to have bruised shins.
Yeah, that's true.
Regardless of what happened, I'm going to have them. And the spacing here is wonderful. The mattress is incredible. Like the, I love this layout. The only thing that I thought was weird is the master bath, which we were sharing because we were on the Murphy bed.
Yep.
Is in that master bedroom with the king bed is that you have to go into the shower area to get to only the toilet.
Yeah. So there's basically like, let's see, is there
three sections?
There's three doors. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
So you have going into your master with the king bed and all these in every room, there's these giant big TVs. And then you have a spot where you can block and you have your sink and then your whirlpool bathtub and a nice big, closet. You open that other door, then you have another sink and a shower. Then you open another door and you have a toilet room. So if you're in the master bedroom,
you're just opening and closing.
I just started to say there's three doors.
I think so.
To get open,
just to do your business.
But then you're technically, if you're technically in the shower, you have to close that other door that leads out to the living room area.
Now, I will say, if you're obviously not staying with strangers. You're staying with friends or family.
Oh, absolutely.
Technically, if somebody was in the shower, It has a glazed glass on it. If somebody else had to come in, I don't think you're going to see their bits and pieces.
I think you would. I'm sorry. I don't know.
I think it would be like a censored bits and pieces. Mm-mm. If you were to watch it on like public television, it'd be like a blurred spot. It'd be like where they blur it.
Well,
I don't think you can make out details.
Anyways,
I would still knock. I mean, I wouldn't just barge. I'd be like, hey, listen, man, well, I really got to go. I had my coffee. Can I get in here? And then you could like shield your head a little bit. But I don't think you're going to, I don't think it would be explicit.
Okay. Anyways, if somebody's not sharing and being like, then you can just shut all them. And then just when people are visiting,
you
can open those doors.
It was a very nice shower. It had the dual heads and had like the hand wand thingy or whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
I really like those. I would like to get one of those put into our shower. I think.
You've said that.
They're like almost, well, they have the ones that are like almost like a massaging head, which would be nice because it really gets you nice and clean. But the grounds here are beautiful.
Yep.
I don't think people talk about Saratoga a lot. I think it's a little bit forgotten. And I really, really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was really great. And again, the room was great. And we were on the first floor. Mm-hmm. So
that was nice.
You do have that nice little balcony / you know.
Yeah, which you threatened me to sit out on. Because you assumed that danger noodles were just going to come out and about.
They do.
From the bushes.
They do.
It was like you didn't want me to go out there.
Just, hey.
Warning
you.
I was like, hey. You know what? I'm going to go sit on the balcony this morning. It's nice out. And you're like, it's probably snakes out there. And I was like, dude, why would you even bring that up? I don't understand. You're like, you're probably going to die if you go out on that balcony.
I did not say that. But if you were up a floor, it would be better and you wouldn't have to really worry about critters. Yeah. But you also might see a bunny. So
yeah, you could. Yeah. We saw a lot of the runners because it was a race weekend for the springtime surprise. So that was really
cool.
Shout out
to Sharon. Congratulations.
Yeah, Sharon, all three, and Nathan Bishop.
Nathan.
He did all three, which was awesome. And congratulations to all the runners.
Oh, absolutely. And, but with the people that we knew and that, you know, and that's, you know, thanks to Sharon is what we will talk about on our next episode with the beer garden and her getting us that reservation. So anyways, Saratoga is amazing. It was great. We had some really good times this weekend.
We did.
We really did.
This was fun. This was, when we look back and I posted this on my Facebook earlier, like when you think of, you know, 5.5 years ago, we started this little silly podcast and had this idea. And this was a weekend of bringing all these people together and our friends, because we had a lot of us there, you know?
Yes. And by the way, Chuck, I know we were talking about DVC points, but Chuck Marchetti can actually book cash rooms.
Mm-hmm.
They do take cash rooms and sometimes you can get a nice deal on these. So, you know, totally hit him up.
Yeah. MainSTMagicTravel.com. Free quote.
Yep.
And of course, you know, Chuck and Allie and Alex were out here and Rachel was out here and Olivia and, we got to have lunch with Mark and Figgy. And just, this was like one of those weekends where I stood back at some points and I was like, holy moly, this is crazy. Like we're all here and we're all together because of Disney and because of 6 years ago, we were like, hey, let's do a podcast, you know? And now these are family and it's pretty awesome. And so it was very, very cool, exciting. We're super excited to talk about the dining in the next episode.
Oh, yeah.
We have so much good dining coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We apparently now are breakfast people.
I wouldn't call us that. Maybe when we're...
Breakfast research people?
Yes.
Okay. We're researching
when we're
for y'all.
Gone.
Yes.
On a vacation. Like, yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. So... tune in if you want to hear the next episode about all of our dining, which will include Beer Garden. It will include Trails Inn Breakfast. It's going to include Boma Breakfast. I know Trails Inn, RIP. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button in your little podcaster feed there. And then if you want to hear more or see more like Wonderland Crew, which was a Wonderland Crew weekend to see Blue October.
Yep.
You can check out wonderlandcrew.com. And not only Rhonda, but myself would be super thankful if you go ahead and you click that little 5-star and then you leave us a rating and review.
Because Jeremy will get emotional because it helps our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.